So how's the y'all season going? What's new with you?
It's going great. You know, feel great. Body's feeling good. Excited about this year, and it's just it feels good to be back at work.
When you last year, a lot of guys that were holdovers had numbers that were down. In particular, you and Eddie. And Josh had mentioned in his season-ending news conference that that's one of the things he would try to, you know, make sure that changed this year. Is that anything you look back on and say, you know, maybe I didn't grasp the new concepts or just circumstance?
I don't know. You know, I don't really look at my numbers and let that define how my year went. You know, I've never been a numbers guy, stat guy. So I just kind of look at how I played and how I contributed to the team and what I was asked to do by the coaches. And that's kind of how I judge my year. So I don't really concern myself with the numbers.
By that barometer, then you look back and you feel good about your season?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, I felt like, you know, I can definitely improve. But I felt like all in all, I had a good year. But I know there's some areas that I need to improve on, and so it's you know, it's exciting to come back and work on those things and you know, have another year under the offense, and you know, just the whole off season, it's just going to be a lot different this year, I think, for a lot of people that were here last year.
How so?
I just think, you know, whenever there was so much change going on last year. And so much, you know, new coaches, new players, everybody's trying to kind of get to know each other. Now that's kind of behind us, and you're kind of moving forward with the more football things than all the other little things that don't really matter.
How looking back, how complicated was this offense to run as a receiver? I mean, did you have it down last year? Are you still getting it, or are you fine?
No, I felt like, yeah, I had it down. I think we all understood it and had it down, but the more you play in a offense, the more little details that, you know, you kind of learn, the little things that you can add, you know, rather than just doing a route a certain way. If you've been in offense a little bit, you know the parameters that you can kind of mess with a route and kind of learn just little things that you can do with certain routes to get open. It becomes easier to do that the longer you've been in offense.
On the subject of the other Brandon, not Brandon Lloyd, you've obviously had a little bit of a history with Brandon Marshall, the glove, Cleveland, the way everything's gone down, the way you conduct yourself in the locker room, you've always carried yourself. With all the tumult that's gone on, how would you like to see this situation ultimately resolve? Clearly you're a better team if he's on it. Any team is better if he's on their roster, but it's just a fluid situation. But it's an interesting situation for a fellow wideout.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, he's been a great teammate of mine for 3 years. I've enjoyed him. He's a great player, and I hope whatever happens for both parties, it works out for both of them. And I think it should.
What was your reaction when you saw the Broncos traded for Brady Quinn?
You know, nothing really surprises me anymore in this business. So it's just kind of business. That's just the way the NFL is and the way things work. So it's didn't surprise me. No shock or anything.
When you talk about, you know, second year in the system as a wideout and other players, you know, the process, the wheels are a little bit easier. What do you think it'll mean to Kyle as he steps in and he's already got that year of a baseline underneath him at the quarterback position?
Oh, it's huge. You know, like I was saying earlier, for a receiver, I think it's even more so for a quarterback. It kind of becomes more of their offense. And to be able to have the whole offseason to work and to learn, I think it only benefits the whole offense and especially Kyle.
Did it surprise you at all that that Josh said yesterday that he named Kyle as the starter and didn't leave it as an open competition with Quinn being here?
No, not at all. I mean, I think he deserves that right to come in as a starter. You know, I think we all understand that, you know, anything can happen. But he deserves that. He played well enough last year and did a lot of good things to come into all of the OTAs and camp as a starter.
You're a similar guy to Eddie Royal. obviously you guys are the same, you know, we're in the offense, but his numbers are way down. What did you say? I mean, just as a guy who's his teammate and is in the meeting rooms with him, what happened last year?
I don't know. You know, I really can't put a finger on it. He worked hard in the off season. He was kind of the same guy that he was the year before. Just sometimes it just doesn't work out for you. You know, sometimes that year just your numbers are down and you really can't put a finger on it. But I think, you know, being in the offense another year and having another off season will really help Eddie.
What about yourself? I mean, usually we always ask every year, coming back. But was it 100% this year?
Yeah, it was. I knew right after the season that I was coming back. My body felt great. I really had a lot of fun and enjoyed it. So it was one of those things where I think the older you get, the more you appreciate the game and more you appreciate everything about it, the locker room, and just I really enjoyed it, and I knew right away that I was going to be back.
Is it one of those deals where not playing much kind of may help extend your career? I know you want to play more, obviously,
right.
But I mean, the fact that the stamps are really good maybe helps you play a few more.
Yeah, it definitely helps. You know, my reps were down last year, and my body felt great. You know, you'd like to play 50, 60 plays a game, but I know that my body just can't do that. So they were smart with me last year, and my body felt good, and, you know, just really looking forward to this year.
Brandon, when they have the owner meetings and they go through some of the rule changes that might be proposed, do you keep up on any of those, like the one that's going right now with the
overtime.
Potential overtime change? Just for
Yeah, I mean, I look at all the – I'm a sports guy, so I kind of keep up to date on what's going on.
What do you think about that as far as giving each team a chance if those situations came to fruition with the field?
I don't like that. I just think that they should keep it like it is. It makes things interesting. Some people don't like the coin toss, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. You know, if you're on defense first, you don't have the ball, you got to stop them. So I think it makes it interesting the way it is now. I wouldn't like it where if a team kicks a field goal and another team gets the ball to try to – I don't like that. So just keep it like it's always been.
Pretty good to a lot of people is a big question mark. Small sample size, 12 games, hard to gauge when you're 3-9. Peyton Manning's 3-13 his rookie year, you're 2-9 okay. It's one of those things, though, his first career start was actually against the Broncos in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Not knowing much about him, but having to get to know him a little bit here, because you're going to be the beneficiary of some of his passes if he does play, what can you kind of tell us about him? Not too much to go by.
Yeah, I mean, I've just met him last week, so I don't know much about him. Nice guy. You know, we were on the field for the first time yesterday. I didn't get to catch any passes from him yesterday, but, you know, it's just – one of those things where you kind of, as this off season goes along, you kind of see your progression with the guy grow and your friendship with the guy grow, but I really don't know him all that well.
Brandon, serious question, how's your bracket?
It's destroyed. It's bad, really bad. Kansas, Villanova, Georgetown, I mean, they all killed me.
When you see the team adding these pieces on the defensive line and trade for Brady Quinn, I mean, Is it exciting to kind of watch the team add pieces at this time of year? I mean, do you like sitting back and watching that?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you'd like to see your team being aggressive in free agency and trying to add pieces to the puzzle, you know, to make your team better. Because obviously last year we were 8-8. You know, you got to make changes because that's not good enough. And if you stand pat, then, you know, you're going to just be 8-8 again. So it's always good to see the team be aggressive in free agency and try to get the right pieces to the puzzle.
I know you have a history of Peyton. Was part of you, though, rooting for the Saints?
No. No, I you know, those – I still got a bunch of really good friends on that team. And so it's one of those things where, you know, you feel their pain, you know, especially when they lose because, you know, I've been there twice and I couldn't imagine – losing that game and how much it would hurt. So, you know, and those are good friends of mine, so you know that you kind of feel that the pain that they're going through.